Well, we're standing at Wrighton Organic Gardens, and I'm standing with head gardener, Andy. How long have you been here?
I've been here 8 years now, but I've been head gardener 4.
So, the lawns are being mowed, finally.
Yes. but it's rained, obviously, so that's always scuppers us, but we've got most of it cut, and finally, it's getting warmer.
At last, right. I can always talk till the cows come home about the weather with gardeners. It's a good subject, isn't it?
Isn't it? Always.
I wanted to ask you about this comfrey over here because I was a little bit worried about introducing some comfrey into my garden. I want to make the organic comfrey fertiliser for my plants, particularly good for anything that is fruiting or flowering.
That's right, yeah,
but
absolutely.
I was a bit worried that I was going to end up with it completely taking over my garden, because it's got a reputation for doing that, hasn't it?
Yeah, comfrey can be a bit of a thug, but we use a variety called Bocking 14, which was bred by our founder, Lawrence Hills, and it's sterile, so it doesn't seed about. It's still reasonably thuggish because it spreads by the root, but not like the others. It won't seed everywhere, which is one small bonus with it. But they're all really high in potassium, which makes them ideal liquid feeds for all your potted fruiting and flowering veg, or any other plants really that are fruiting and flowering. So it's a brilliant feed, and it's free. If you've got a few plants, you can just make it up. It takes about 10 days, so you just chop it up, chuck it in a bucket or a tub or anything like that, give it a good old stir, leave it 10 days, strain it off, and it's done.
And what do you do with the leaves? Can you put the leaves in the ground?
Yeah, just put them straight on your compost tape. Tip all the old sludgy stuff onto your compost tape, and that's fine as well. And that will add another little bit of residual potassium into your compost tapes, which is always useful as well.
And then how much of that liquid do I use on, say, a good-sized pot? What would you say?
What we do is we look for the colour, because obviously it's a bit of a hit and miss bit of science, really, about how much that would have steeped in. I dare say it's dependent on temperature and how much you chop it up. So what we look for a light straw colour, and as soon as we'll dilute to a light straw colour, and that tells us that that's good enough. And then if you've got, say, an apple tree in a fair sized pot, then I'd maybe put a gallon on. I don't know what that is in litres.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. So a 2-gallon can would probably do normal standard watering can. You can do a couple of 3 good-sized trees. If you've got tomatoes, then I'd probably do maybe 8 to 10 out of a 2-gallon can.
Well, that's fantastic. Andy, thanks very much for coming out. I know you're busy in the garden, so I appreciate you coming out to chat with me. And where can I get this particular variety from?
You can get Bocking 14 from the shop just behind us here. We have many of those plants for sale.
Right, I'll be going home with a few. Thank you ever so much.
Nice to see you again.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I can't help it. I'm addicted to the place.
That's
so.
Fine. You're going to be about